Coach Vitt, how are you doing today?
Doing good. How you guys doing?
I'm doing great. D. Orlando Ledbetter here from AJC. Coach, could you just wrap up where you guys are at, 3-5 here heading in the second half of the season, third quarter?
You just said it. We're 3-5 heading into the second half of the season. I don't know what else to say about that. I mean, listen, we are...
How do you plan to turn it around from 3-5? Let's just answer directly like that.
Listen, you know, we think that... You know, we've got a good football team here. We haven't played very well yet. And we're going to continue to work hard every day. You know, ongoing skill development is very, very important to us here. So we're going to preach that our players get better every day. We're going to preach here to try to get our units better every day. And then collectively, we're going to work as hard as we can to get better every day. Now, hey, listen, we're facing an 8-0 Atlanta Falcons football team who, in my opinion, is the best team in football. You know, Mike Smith knows how to win football games in this league. You know, there's a lot of coaches in this league that have good football teams but don't know what to do with the personnel. I mean, Mike has done a great job of hiring two coordinators there that really fit the personality of this football team and really fit the personality of those. So, listen, we got our hands full. We're going to work as hard as we can this week because this, quite frankly, is the biggest challenge we've had all year long.
Joe, you blown away that it's 8 weeks in with some of the defensive numbers that you guys still have?
Well, we're certainly not happy about it. You know, we're certainly disappointed in that. You know, hey, listen, in this league, the only thing that you can do is try to get better every week. And our players have a great attitude. Spags is doing a great job with the morale of our football team. This is a new defensive system that we're putting in, and we thought that things would probably be a little bit more smoother than they are right now. Hey, listen, I'm proud of the job that our players have done so far, sticking together through some tough times. And Spags has come to the job every day with great energy, and I'm proud of the way him and his staff have worked so hard to keep our team together.
Coach, you've had real good success against the Falcons since Mike Smith has been here. Does that give you guys confidence going into this?
Well, I think, you know, you guys are all veteran writers, and you know this to be a fact. Number one, anything that you've done in the past has no bearing on what's going to take place in the future. Every week in the National Football League takes on a life of its own. You know, you've got different teams you play, different matchups, different schemes. And right now, like I said, guys, we're playing the best team in the National Football League, and they are extremely confident. They're having a lot of fun playing. They've got, you know, they introduced two new coordinators there that got their systems taught very quickly and very efficiently. This offense is just phenomenal with, you know, hey, listen, Matt Ryan, in my opinion, is the MVP of the league so far this year. We know about the wide receivers with White and Jones, but they are big targets who can run and make the acrobatic catch. I was with Tony Gonzalez for 4 years in Kansas City, so he's certainly got all the respect that I can give him. And, you know, listen, Michael Turner's, hey, listen, nobody's carried the ball more than he has over the last 5 years with the efficiency in which he's carried it. So, you know, listen, we got our work cut out for us.
Coach, I know these teams are rivals. Does just the fact that Atlanta's 8-0 and a chance to knock them off, you think, gives your team a little extra motivation?
Well, no, I think this. I think, you know, the motivation that we have to win this game is it's our next opponent. And any extra motivation that we would have is it's an NFC opponent and it's a divisional opponent. You know, the players on both these teams know each other extremely well. These games have always been highly competitive. I think six of the last eight games times we've played now that the game has come down to a one-possession game. There's been overtime games involved, I think two of the last four times we've played. So, hey, listen, this is the National Football League. When you play a divisional opponent, you're excited about that, and these games are usually tight and hard-fought.
Joe, it's a league of simple math sometimes. You only get 16 of these, 3-5. I'm assuming you're going to tell me you really don't give six rips about what anybody else's record is, but the ability, if you think you're going to get back in it, you guys have really no margin of error.
No, and listen, we have no one to blame but ourselves. You know, I mean, we can sit here and look in the rearview mirror and say, hey, coulda, shoulda, woulda, but that's a loser's lament. The only thing that we can do is prepare for the future and prepare for our next opponent and make sure that we play and prepare as well as we can, and that's going to give us at least a chance to compete against a heck of a football team this Sunday. But you're exactly right. I mean, it is what it is, and we are what we are right now. And there's nobody else that wore these coaching uniforms, and there's no one else that wore these playing uniforms except for us. And that being said, it's what you do today and tomorrow that's going to dictate what you're going to do on Sunday. It's nothing in the past.
Coach, Monday looked like you all were headed back to some forms of normalcy, I guess, and then also with Mickey getting back in. Are you sensing that this team is capable of returning to normalcy and maybe making that run?
Well, listen, I don't have a crystal ball, and listen, it's certainly great to get Mickey back in the building. You know, every player, every coach, you know, everybody in this building missed Mickey. Mickey's been a big part of our success around here, and he's our leader around here. But, hey, listen, Mickey's not going to be able to tackle anybody. He's not going to be able to catch any balls. He's not going to be able to throw the ball. And, you know, hey, our preparation has got to be as good as it's ever been. And it's why it's good to have Mickey back. Mickey can't play anymore.
Cool. I'm going to break a rule. I'm going to ask you, does this team have a 7-1 run in them?
I don't have a crystal ball. I think once you start, you know, trying to answer those questions and you say those types of things, you're a fool in this league. Like I said, you guys, whether you're trying to get a sound bite or whatever, I don't know, but you guys are all veteran writers, and you're with a football team down there right now that's an elite team, that's the best team in the league.
Coach,
the only way you try to turn a ship around is you have to play better, you have to coach better, and you have to take one day and then 1 week at a time.
One day at a time.
Coach, the report came out last weekend about Coach Payton's status possibly being uncertain. Is that a distraction for a staff? I mean, possibly knowing if he might not be back next year?
Well, let me say this. I have not seen the report, and I have not heard the report. So I don't know what the report is. And I think that people assume, maybe people in the sports world that players and coaches keep their eyes peeled to ESPN or sports radio and get all the, you know, really the subject hasn't been brought up around here. And that's number one. Number two, the only thing I can promise you is this, is our football team and our football players love Sean Payton. And Sean loves this team and he loves these players. This city loves Sean and Sean loves this city. So, hey, listen. I anticipate, and I would bet my life, that Sean's going to be here for a long time to come. And, you know, at some point in time, we're going to have that stability and our head coach return to our football team. And in the meantime, everybody that works in this building, whether you're a coach or whether you're a player, is being evaluated on the performance that you're putting in right now. Because, quite frankly, nobody cares. I mean, this is a production business. So I've got to do my job, our coaches have to do their job, our players have to do their job, and that's what we're going to be paid on, and that's what we're going to be judged by.
Hey, Joe, am I right? Did you get a game ball this past week?
Well, somebody said that, but I listen. Again, I didn't make a tackle, or I didn't make a catch, and then listen, whatever they gave me, it's yesterday's news.
Coach, talk some football here. Could you tell us about your three-headed running back game there with Pierre? Chris looked good on Monday night, and Mark Ingram.
You know, we've liked all three running backs. Since we've acquired them. You know, hey, listen, Pierre has done a phenomenal job for us since he's been with us in 07. Pierre's got great balance. He's a great screen back. He catches the ball out of the backfield. We know what Chris Ivory is. Chris Ivory is one of those rare guys that can run with power and can also make you miss. And, hey, listen, Mark Ingram, we believe, is an elite back who, you know, after having some off-season surgery, is now starting to come around. So I think for the first time, you know, this past week, we really dedicated ourselves to finding a role for these guys and game planning to their strengths. And to be quite frank, they were underutilized, you know, early in the season. And I think we've settled into a package how we can get all three of those guys, their touches and their looks, and be positive with it. So moving forward, you know, these are three backs that we feel blessed to have. They all can get positive yards. They all bring a little uniqueness to the table. They're all, you know, while they're all productive and kind of the same, they all have a little niche. So, you know, moving forward here, we just got to make sure we keep them involved in the offense.
You just said quite frank, so I'll ask one of those quite frank questions. Can you send the same amount of people that often at Matt Ryan the way you did at Mike Vick?
Well, listen, it's a whole different ballgame. Number one, you know, we have to close down the edges versus Michael Vick, and really Matt is more of a pocket-type passer. We want to absolutely disrupt the pocket and not let Matt set his feet and get a clean look down the field. But I'll tell you this again, you know, I'm certainly not going to sit here and tell you what we're going to do and what we're going to attempt to do. Every week in the National Football League is different challenges. Matt, we know, is tough, he's smart, and he's accurate. He's really blossomed, under Dirk Cutter in this offense. He knows where he wants to go with the ball with his pre-snap read, and he rarely makes a mistake when the ball's in his hands. So, listen, we're well aware of his skill level. From my taking, he's the MVP of the league right now, and we're going to have to not only have a good rush to disrupt his rhythm, but we're going to have the best coverage we've had all year long.
Glass half full or half empty? You give up 447, but only 13 points.
The glass is half full. I mean, listen, points against, red zone defense, takeaways are critical in this league. I think you're going to start to see a trend in this league where offenses are going to start getting a lot more yards because we have a lot more people now doing some of the things that, quite frankly, they're doing college now. You know, with these spread offenses and these zone reads, and people are spending a lot more high-round draft picks on the offensive side of the ball because it sells tickets. So, hey, listen, I'd love to be able to walk into a ballpark and give up, 45 yards rushing, 125 yards passing, but it's not 1979 no more. It's a different game. It's become basketball on grass. So our ability to play great red zone defense, tight red defense, force an opponent into turnovers and making mistakes, and playing as well as we can on third down, I think the game has changed.
Coach Vitt, how is Drew playing for you, and any updates on Jimmy Graham's ankle?
Jimmy Graham's practicing well. Jimmy Graham played last week. Jimmy Graham's fine. Drew is Drew. Drew's prepared well all year long. Drew loves playing this game. Drew loves preparing for these types of games. Drew's doing great.
Some talk around here, it's been brought up, what happened on Monday night last year. Did you run it up? Did you not? Did you want to get him numbers and a record? Certainly it came up again this week as the pissed off factor. Any thoughts, any comments?
Not really. Certainly not our intent to run a score up. It was our intent, of course, to try to get to get the record out of the way so we could move on to new business. But I think Mike knows Sean well enough, and Sean knows Mike that's not what we're in the business of. It's embarrassing other people and running scores up. It's not what we do.
Good. Thanks,
Joe. Thanks.
Okay, guys.
All right, take care.